is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, we're sinking ocean.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Staggering new numbers just released on homelessness in the U.S. The Department of Housing and Urban Development says there was a more than 18% rise this year. It blames a lack of affordable housing, natural disasters, and a surge of migrants. The Kremlin isn't commenting on reports. It's behind the downing of an Azerbaijan Airlines plane that killed at least 38 people. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The U.S. has offered assistance in the investigation and says early indications are it could have been caused by Russian air defense systems. But Russia's aviation chief now says a Ukrainian drone attack was underway in the region where the plane was headed. It diverted and then crashed in Kazakhstan. Officials in Azerbaijan have said it diverted due to bad weather.
There's another round of dangerous weather in store in the south after tornadoes tore apart a small community west of Houston. CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
In places that saw the tornadoes yesterday could see another round of severe weather as we go through tomorrow morning, with an increasing threat for more widespread showers, storms, with the threat for even stronger tornadoes than what we saw yesterday.
Flooded roads in Dallas held up the holiday return for drivers. Flyers like this man in Minneapolis have been jammed in at the airports.
It was a little more than I expected, for sure.
CBS's Skyler Henry at the airport in Atlanta.
It is relatively busy here. Officials say that they anticipate more than 340,000 people to make their way to and through Hartsfield. That is a peak this holiday season. They regularly get somewhere around 285,000 to 286,000 people per day. But they said all throughout their stretch that they anticipated that today would by far be the busiest day this holiday season.
An undocumented immigrant from Guatemala has been indicted on murder and arson charges for allegedly setting a woman on fire in a New York City subway train and watching her burn to death. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez.
My office is very confident about the evidence in this case and our ability to hold Zepeda accountable for his dastardly deeds.
If he's convicted, Sebastian Zepeda faces is a max of life without parole. We're getting a new read on climate change. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The climate crisis exposed people to an extra 6 weeks of dangerous heat this year. That's according to an analysis by what's called World Weather Attribution and Climate Center. Those living in the Caribbean and Pacific Island states experienced the worst of the excessive heat. Nearly half of the world's countries endured at least 2 months of high-risk temperatures.
The Dow is down 477 points at the moment. NAS off 423. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Funeral arrangements have been made for the man that likely saved the Brewers. A January 6th funeral is planned in Colorado for George Petak, the former state senator known for casting a crucial vote to keep the Brewers in Wisconsin. His decision to support the ballpark funding cost him a Senate seat in a recall election. A 39-year-old man from Wales, Wisconsin, faces a $750,000 cash bond for a fatal Christmas Eve hit-and-run crash that killed a Chicago tow truck driver. Christopher Sponholz turned himself in on Christmas Day. He's accused of fleeing the scene after striking Hussein Farhat on I-94. The city of Racine has announced details about its annual Christmas tree collection program. It'll run from January 6th through January 17th. People are being told to put the bare trees at the curbside on their regular waste collection days. City of Racine residents can also get rid of trees at the Pearl Street facility. And a holiday concert tomorrow in Racine has been canceled. The music event, originally scheduled at the Siena Center Chapel, will not proceed as planned. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Drop one to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Brooklyn Nets, 111-105. Damian Lillard and Giannis both out with what's described as a non-COVID illness. Doc Rivers says the Nets' defense made the difference.
I thought the pressure got to us. I thought we didn't handle it very well. They sped us up. We broke our offense.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL, Packers holding practice for Sunday's game in Minnesota. Matt LaFleur asked about the status of defensive back Jaire Alexander.
There are his chances. Playing this week, third of the month. I'd say probably not.
What's standing in the way?
His knee.
Men's college hockey, the Badgers take on Ferris State at 5 o'clock tomorrow night in the Holiday Faceoff at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Wisconsin 7-10-1 for the season so far.
We'll have our work cut out for us, but for us right now, it's us getting focused for the puck drop, finding a way to get that game in our side of the ledger.
That's the Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The warmer temperatures are bringing areas of dense fog and rain this afternoon. Becoming more widespread and a bit heavier overnight, it does wind down by early tomorrow morning. With around 3/4 of an inch of rain expected, the sunshine does try to peek out tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Harvey's rest of the story in just seconds on WRJN. Brought to you by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinediscenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Rest of the story. About a light that wouldn't go out. Jimmy Robinson looked forward to Christmas time each year for 1,000 reasons, but for one in particular, the lighting of the old Christmas tree bulb. For of all his parents' holiday decorations, the most special was a strand of Christmas lights with a score of replacement bulbs on it, but one original one. One colored light bulb that had come with the set, which had continued to burn brightly season after season. There was no mistaking that one bulb. It was the very last one on the string. And it was slightly different from the newer ones in shape, in hue, in the aura it gave off, an indefinable, almost magical something about it. So for Jimmy Robinson, Christmas time carried with it a unique anticipation. He and his daddy would bring home their Christmas tree. Daddy would get out the ornaments and the lights. And then before any other decoration was removed from the big dusty cardboard box, that one old strand of tree lights would be taken out. And as Jimmy held his breath, wishing hard, Daddy would ceremoniously plug in the plug. And each and every season, that last light on the string, that only original bulb left, would light up and shine as brightly as ever before. All of the other bulbs in the set had been replaced, some of them more than once. But the very last light continued to glow for the Robinson family each Christmas. Something like a dear and ageless relative dropping in for the holidays. Well, that was many Christmases past. Over the seasons since Jimmy grew up, he left hometown Baldwin, Missouri, to see what lay beyond. He is Major James Robinson now, a chaplain in the United States Army, stationed in Arizona. One night, this December, he received a telephone call from back home in Baldwin, from his father, Walter Robinson. He has received that same phone call each Christmas time since he left home. And the news this year was the same as always. Told in the same delighted, excited voice. It lighted up again, son. That same old Christmas light, it's still burning bright. But this is the rest of the story. Medical science is now only beginning to comprehend the power of mind over malady. The way a patient thinks can, to varying degrees, steer the course of any disease, multiple sclerosis in particular. In fact, there's such a demonstrable cause and effect between one's mental attitude and MS that doctors were once reluctant to diagnose it for fear of worsening the disease with the news. Conversely, perhaps no other illness responds so quickly or so dramatically to hope. Jim Robinson's dad, Walter, has MS. In its course, there are ups and downs, and yet no up any higher than the exhilaration from an annual ritual in which a solitary Christmas tree light continues to defy the dark. One brave little light ablaze each Christmas. and the one event to which he looks forward all the long year. Ever since the Strand was purchased by Jim Robinson's grandfather in 1918, 75 Christmases ago. And now you know the rest of the story.
Okay, great story, but the math is off a little bit. You'll forgive us for that. Paul Harvey heard twice daily on WRJN at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and then again every Monday through Friday between 12:04 and 12:06 p.m. on WRJN.
My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
I love you. but I love you still. I need you.
I need you.
More than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So build me up, buttercup. Don't break my heart. You are my toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know.
Timeless hits and the Beach Boys wanting to grow older. Huh? WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Weekend's pretty special around here, including the Capsule Countdown with Rick Johnson, Saturday mornings on WRJN.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Right now at Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin. Get $11,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn during their Wrap Up the Year sales event. Plus, get $2,000 Ford Conquest Cash without trading in a Ford product. Get to Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for their Wrap Up the Year sales event today. See dealer for complete details. Plus, tax, title, and dock fee to well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Must finance through Stellantis Financial.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir, pivots, fades, flips, good again, just outside the left elbow,
here,
goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Bye.
Timeless Hits. WRJN. With local news in a second, Jan and Dean doing Surf City, written by Beach Boy Brian Wilson. As a matter of fact, Surf City went to number one, and that was the first time any Brian Wilson song went to number one. And it wasn't done by the Beach Boys. It was done by, as I said, Jan and Dean. Okay, let's update you now. Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a $750,000 cash bond for the alleged driver in the Christmas Eve fatal hit-and-run in Waukesha County. 39-year-old Christopher Sponeholtz from Wales has been charged with hit-and-run resulting in death after allegedly striking and killing Chicago tow truck driver Hussein Farhad on Christmas Eve. Sponeholtz turned himself in on Christmas Day. He's accused of fleeing the scene after hitting Farhad on I-94 while the victim was loading a disabled vehicle. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for February. And foggy weather has caused some travel issues. Last night, the interstate had a slowdown near Highway K in Racine County after a semi collided with a car. No injuries were reported. Law enforcement says to slow down. Temps will warm up and there's rain. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A holiday concert in Racine set for tomorrow has been canceled. An illness is causing the Gudikins Flute Choir and Flutissimo of Racine to halt the event at the Siena Center Chapel. And on the third day of Christmas, the city of Racine put out a tree collection notice. City officials say the annual Christmas tree collection program will run from January 6th through January 17th. During that time, people are told to place bare trees at their curbside on their regular waste collection day, with all decorations and lights removed. City of Racine residents can also get rid of their trees free of charge at the Pearl Street facility. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The warmer temperatures are bringing areas of dense fog and rain this afternoon. Becoming more widespread and a bit heavier overnight, it does wind down by early tomorrow morning. With around 3/4 of an inch of rain expected, the sunshine does try to peek out tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
WRJN. This song first done by the Shirelles. This one done by the Mamas and Papas. News, timeless hits, WRJN. Van Morrison recalling that time that they made love behind the stadium. Hope it wasn't this time of the year. You know what I mean.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow. Playing a new game. Laughing and running. Hey, hey. Skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping and you, a brown eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding, all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, with this reminder that the Packer game on Sunday has been moved from noon to 3:25. Pregame at 1 on WRJN.
Long as I remember, the beam been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Could be truly ages, trying to find the sun.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
these four walls. Sent inside forever. Never seeing no one nice again like you, mama, you, mama,
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Kind of a spooky sounding song. She's not there. Zombies.
The This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A dramatic rise in homelessness in the U.S. The Department of Housing and Urban Development is reporting a more than 18% increase this year, fueled by soaring rents, as well as natural disasters and a surge of migrants. Notable, an almost 40% rise in family homelessness. HUD says homeless numbers more than doubled in communities impacted by a surge in migrants, including Denver, Chicago, and New York. A homeless, undocumented man from Guatemala has been indicted in New York City on charges of murder and arson in the death of a subway rider. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez.
This case belongs in state court because of the charges here are more significant in state court than currently in federal court.
Officials say Sebastian Zapeta watched as the woman burned to death. They say he was deported to Guatemala in 2018, but snuck back into this country sometime after that. Millions of Americans are making their way home from vacations today. CBS's Skylar Henry is at the airport in Atlanta.
It is relatively busy here. Officials say that they anticipate more than 340,000 people to make their way to and through Hartsfield. That is a peak this holiday season. They regularly get somewhere around 285,000 to 286,000 people per day. But they said all throughout their stretch that they anticipated that today would by far be the busiest day this holiday season.
New southern storms could get in the way.
A clash of cold and warm air will lead to a significant threat of severe weather, including tornadoes over the weekend. Nasty storms are expected Saturday across the mid and deep south. The National Weather